What if the greatest version of yourself is waiting just beneath the surface of your everyday life? This is the core premise of Brian Johnson's monumental work, Arete, pronounced Arete. The ancient Greek concept of Arete represents the pursuit of excellence and the fulfillment of one's highest potential. It's about closing the gap between who you're capable of becoming and who you actually are. Imagine holding your hands apart, one high, your potential, and one low, where you currently stand. The space between them represents untapped greatness, and the joy of life comes from closing that gap through virtuous action. This isn't just philosophical theory, it's a practical path to profound fulfillment that transcends cultures and eras. Whether Aristotle called it eudaimonia or modern psychologists call it flourishing, the message remains consistent. We find our deepest joy by expressing our highest potential. We face the same fundamental choice that has challenged humans for millennia, the path of immediate pleasure or the path of excellence and meaning. Think of young Hercules at the crossroads, choosing between vice, disguised as happiness, promising pleasure without effort, and arete, offering meaningful challenges that demand his best. This choice appears in countless wisdom traditions, from the Bhagavad Gita to Greek mythology, because it represents our daily struggle. The hedonic path tempts us with quick dopamine hits from social media, processed foods, and passive entertainment. The eudaimonic path demands effort, but delivers something far more valuable, the deep satisfaction of becoming who you're meant to be. Rule number one of a good, heroic life. It's supposed to be challenging. What if difficulties aren't problems, but opportunities? Consider anti-fragility, getting stronger from stress rather than merely resisting it. A strong wind extinguishes a candle, but fuels a fire. Which are you when facing life's winds? True confidence isn't the absence of fear, but the ability to act despite it. Confidence literally means with intense trust. Can you develop such profound trust in yourself that you know you can handle anything and grow stronger? When facing challenges, try replacing "I'm stressed" with "I'm excited." Research shows reframing anxiety as excitement works better than attempting to calm down. Remember OMS, obstacles make me stronger, and view setbacks as data for improvement. Successful people develop what Ray Dalio calls a mistake learner's high, welcoming mistakes as valuable feedback for growth. Our modern environment pulls us toward vice through attention-hijacking algorithms, addictive processed foods, and endless distractions. Recognizing this battle is the first step toward making conscious choices rather than defaulting to the path of least resistance. Want to simplify self-development? Focus on the big three: energy, work, and love. While Freud suggested life comes down to work and love, energy is the essential foundation for both. It's literally the capacity for work and love. Your energy levels depend on how you treat your body, particularly your mitochondria, cellular powerhouses. Before decisions, ask, "Will this help my mitochondria function well?" For work, distinguish between deep work, focused, valuable creation, and shallow work, reactive, distracted, busy work. The most valuable work connects us with our inner diamond or genius, that guiding spirit behind our best moments. For love, expand beyond romance to include self-love, family bonds, micro moments of connection, and even love for your work. When aligned, these three domains create the optimal living triangle, forming a virtuous cycle of personal growth and fulfillment. To create a life masterpiece, make today a masterpiece by optimizing your AM and PM bookends, the parts of your day you control most. Your day actually begins the night before, so implement a digital sunset by turning off electronics at least an hour before bed. Screen's blue light can reduce melatonin by up to 50%. Create a shutdown complete ritual to formally end your workday. For mornings, be creative before reactive. tackle important projects before checking emails or news. Throughout the day, use time blocks to focus without interruptions, knowing it takes about 23 minutes to regain focus after a distraction. High-quality work equals time spent multiplied by intensity of focus. Take strategic breaks between blocks that include movement, hydration, and rest. Remember that energy management outweighs time management. Maintain high energy through proper nutrition, exercise, and rest for sustained excellence. Self-mastery forms the foundation of achievement. Research shows willpower outpredicts IQ for academic performance by a factor of 2. 3 fundamental disciplines create self-mastery: reactive discipline, pausing between trigger and response; structural discipline, architecture of daily habits; and expansive discipline, choosing growth over comfort. Play offense by creating environments that minimize temptation. Remove social media apps from your phone, keep healthy snacks available while eliminating junk food, and work in distraction-free spaces. Create Odysseus contracts, pre-commitments that prevent future temptation. Establish bright lines, clear, unambiguous rules about acceptable behavior. Fuzzy commitments like eat better create mental friction through constant negotiation, while bright line rules such as no processed sugar during weekdays eliminate decision fatigue and strengthen willpower. This philosophy culminates in soul force, a term borrowed from Gandhi, Satyagraha, and referenced by Martin Luther King Jr., representing human potential at its highest. The formula, soul force equals energy times focus times win consistency. Energy comes from meditation, exercise, and proper nutrition. Focus requires eliminating distractions and maintaining attention on priorities. Win, what's important now, demands discernment about where to direct efforts. When raised to the power of consistency, we tap into seemingly infinite potential. We all encounter calls to adventure through dissatisfaction, opportunities, or crises. When we answer these calls, mentors and allies emerge to support us as we face our metaphorical dragons. The journey's most profound transformation comes after conquering these challenges, the return, bringing hard-won wisdom back to benefit our community. The ultimate heroic quest evolves from being the hero to becoming the guide, like Harry Potter transitioning to leader of Dumbledore's army or Gandalf guiding the Fellowship. We are called to help others navigate their journeys once we've walked the path. By cultivating virtues, wisdom, discipline, love, courage, gratitude, hope, zest, and curiosity, we close the gap between our potential and reality. This manifests as what ancient Chinese philosophers called di, a moral charisma others instinctively detect. That magnetic energy from radiantly alive people is their soul force in action. Even the Buddha continued meditating after enlightenment because his equanimity required maintenance. Our spiritual strength needs daily renewal, like a campfire relit each night. This practice isn't just personal development, it's becoming a beacon of positive change. This activates our heroic potential and brings the eudaimonic joy of a life well lived, not someday, but today. The world doesn't need more spectators, it needs heroes willing to step into the arena of their highest potential. Will you answer the call?